Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Jules.
Hello, everyone.
Now, there are Resident Evil things afoot.
I'm a big fan of Resident Evil.
I know.
Is this counted as news? Is this breaking news? Or is this a theory?
We'll see. Maybe the theory is potentially news. The thing is, the Capcom have put out on their Twitter that they're doing this thing called Project Resistance.
I don't care.
What?
I need to know, first of all, whether or not we're hitting that jingle.
Oh, let's hit that jingle.
Hot dang, this news, give it all you got. I guess it's time for Jules and Scott.
I just wanted to talk about the things, Jules.
I need my life to be sort of ordered. Otherwise,
it's not what
I just go.
Music,
off.
Is it?
Please carry on. There's some resident thing. I have no idea what this news is about. You literally just dragged me.
I just sort of got him in. I needed someone to bant at.
Okay.
So Capcom have tweeted out that they're revealing their new game at Tokyo Game Show.
Okay.
And the thing that they put out is called Project Resistance, with the RE being red. So it's like, obviously, it's something Resident Evil related.
Right.
And it's called Project Resistance. Mm-hmm. They said, come down to Tokyo Game Show where we'll show this new game. Now, I think that it's Resident Evil Outbreak, and I have a few things that I think prove that it is what?
So you think it's one of... You think it's to do with one of the weirdest side spin-offs of the Resident Evil franchise?
Yes. I think it's either Outbreak 2 or it's a soft reboot of Resident Evil Outbreak.
It would technically be Outbreak File 3 because they had Outbreak File 1 and 2.
True.
2 had zombie elephants and that was good stuff.
If there's ever a time, we live in the banterest of all banter eras. Mm. If they're going to do anything with zombie elephants, it would be right now.
I feel like...
That's not what I have down here as my proof, but
carry on. But I feel like Outbreak was... Like, let's just quickly talk about what it is, because some people out there might not have played it.
Some people weren't even born back then.
Like, that's sad, isn't it? outside of the main sort of franchise, which is numbered up to 7 at the moment, there have obviously been tons of spin-off games. You've got your bad ones, like
Dead
Operation
Aim.
Raccoon City, Dead Aim on the PS1, and you had... the really, really bad one, Umbrella Corps.
I was going to say Umbrella Corps is the reason.
That was pretty stinky. But you also had Outbreak. Now, this was interesting because when it came out, a lot of people were just kind of like, well, it looks like it's a mashup of your favourite sort of Resident Evil 2 and 3 elements, and it's still the same sort of tank control thing, but it's not being counted as a numbered game. What gives?
Mm-hmm.
And Capcom turned around and just said, well, it's kind of mini stories where you get to play as a group of survivors and you get to choose which one they are, and they have different loadouts.
It's all online.
And the best thing is, it's online.
I loved it.
And that bit there at the time, because I didn't have online as a kid. Like, I didn't get it until Halo 2 came out for the Xbox and finally persuaded my parents to get Xbox Live. So I was suddenly just there like, what the hell does it mean by online? What is that? What the hell does that mean?
What is this word?
Yeah, I was like, what? But yeah, on looking back at it, it was a really amazing co-op attempt. I wouldn't say that it was the best game, but it definitely was fun with friends. But then again, you can say that about mugging someone. It's fun with friends.
Yeah, we're not talking about the mugging.
I'm just saying you can apply that label
you definitely
to pretty
can.
Much everything. But what's the news?
So all the thing that we have officially is that they've announced this Project Resistance thing, but it's just little things sort of line up. One, Capcom have been hiring for, they put an announcement out a while ago saying they messaged their Resident Evil Ambassadors program, which is a whole bunch of different fans, and they get notified about when things are happening with new Resident Evil games, and they said that they were hiring for a new experience. They were looking for testers for a new experience. Now, they don't hire testers for a main numbered installment. They didn't for Resident Evil 7 or Resident Evil Remake, Resident Evil 2 Remake. So why would you need testers if it wasn't something based in a dynamic scenario, like an online scenario, for example? Case one.
Exhibit one.
Exhibit B. We'll get all, and then we'll just dissect them.
Exhibit B. Okay. At the Tokyo Game Show, they're letting people play it between the September 12th and September 15th. The reveal trailer is on the 9th, but the way that the slots are laid out on September mm-hmm. is it's 40-minute slots. So you get to play whatever, you get to get hands-on with whatever it is for 40 minutes every sort of couple of hours or whatever. Again, they don't do that. The industry doesn't do that if it's just a demo reel, if it's just something that they're just going to show you.
That's very true.
So it's got to be hands-on with something. That's very true. Something that would require testers to put together.
Okay.
And something that potentially, you know, can be played multiplayer, but we'll get there. Last thing, which is the biggest thing, is that the Resident Evil Outbreak website, ResidentEvilOutbreak.com, now just says the word okay when you go to it. Now, that's been online since like 2003, because it came online way back when the first game came out, and it was actually used for PR and stuff way back then.
Right, yeah.
It then went offline until about 2018. I went on Wayback Machine to track this. It came back online in 2018.
Yeah.
When it started just displaying the word okay, Resident Evil Outbreak, okay. In 2018, back when this would have been in development, because when they messaged the Ambassadors program, they said it was for a new game that was in development, but it was for a new experience. And then, on the official website, the thing that Capcom tweeted out, if you follow that link and go to projectresistance.com, it says it's a whole new experience, it's a whole new project, it's a whole new thing that they're going to be doing. What's a whole new thing, Jules? Multiplayer Resident Evil.
Well, that is a lot of information. We had Exhibit 1, we had Exhibit B. I enjoyed that one a lot. But it's like, that does seem to be some conclusive evidence to point its way towards Outbreak. But I
go on.
Could it not
prove me wrong, Jules?
Could it not just be more sort of VR experience stuff, a single player VR experience?
They've
already done that. But when they say a new experience, that could basically mean anything.
A mobile game.
Like, technically, Resident Evil 5 was a new experience because it added in the co-op gameplay then. That had online. And so they've kind of done that. But if you're saying it's a massively multiplayer online, well, they've kind of already done that as well with Umbrella Corps.
It's true. I think it's weird. I don't think they've done something that would play, because they have this immaculate engine now for Resident Evil 2, and that apparently they're using in Resident Evil 3. Another interesting smoke and gun thing, which isn't completely related, is that Evil VR, who's been known to leak Resident Evil stuff for years at this point, has finally been told by, he tweeted out saying, I've finally been rumbled by one of the big companies, they've asked me to stop tweeting stuff, but he was the person that shone the light on Resident Evil 8 being made, Resident Evil 3's remake being made, which for Resident Evil 3's remake's case, assumed that they'd be using the same engine as Resi 2, because that engine is beautifully just perfect, use it again.
There would be no point changing it at this time, because I mean the animations, the sort of way that the entire game is made,
it feels so
just
good.
Feels so amazing.
So I think if that engine's obviously being used for the next project, it makes perfect sense that to get more money out of that engine, you would make a multiplayer online version of Resident Evil in the Resident Evil 2 remake mold with everyone coming together like Outbreak. What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong. I'm just trying to pick holes in it because I want to. I like getting on board the hype train, but sometimes it can be a bumpy experience. So I don't think I'm off the bloody track.
I'm more on, what's that thing when you go on the tracks and you go on the track with one other person and you do that?
Whoa, what are you doing on the
track? You know what I mean?
What are you doing on the track?
You know when and you get the little thing and you're not on a train but you've got the car? You know what I mean? You can get them in Red Dead 2.
It's like
a board and it's got wheels and two people stand on it and they do that and they go along the train track.
A mine pump car.
Yeah, the mine pump car. That's definitely what it's called.
It is, it's like a pump.
It's not a horse though, is it? It's that thing. Two people do that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm not on the hype train. I'm on the hype mine pump cart.
Right, okay.
That's the thing. Join me on this mine pump cart, mate.
Right, okay. So we're riding it along together. Actually, you need to go up, I need to go down in order to make that work. But anyway, this is the thing. If it was an Outbreak game, that would be fantastic because I feel like they have to buy themselves a bit more time in order to get Resident Evil 8 out. And everyone thinks that Resident Evil 3 Remake is going to be the stopgap, but that's only really just started being announced and getting the details. So I think that we're still quite a long way off development with that.
Oh, yeah, I would assume so.
So for them to have a three-pronged attack of a remake or a remaster or whatever they want to call it this time around.
A remake.
Then we've got a brand new entry into the numbered franchise.
Yep.
It makes sense for them to do a spin-off that does something a bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really racking my brains because I feel like they kind of have touched on this online capability before. They have done the sort of co-op with Resident Evil 6 and 7 and all this other stuff. Like,
co-op?
Yeah, because you had co-op on Resident Evil 5. You could.
I guess so. It wasn't the same way as Outbreak, though. It wasn't like a group.
No, but I'm thinking that maybe what they might do is, if they're saying new experience, what if they resurrect it and do a first-person shooty, like on the rails experience again?
I would take it. I mean,
Dead Aim 2.
Yeah, I didn't mind Dead Aim. I like shooting zombies. It wasn't that bad. In fact, I like it. I only play a bit of Point Break and Time Crisis.
Do you know what? I'm thinking that there was actually another one, wasn't there? There was one on the PS1 and there was another shooter one.
Yeah.
I think it was Resident Evil Survivor.
It was set on a ship? Yeah, maybe it was Survivor.
Resident Evil Revelations.
Revelation
ship.
It's true, but this is a tangent.
And that is why it's actually Dino Crisis 3 that they're making with Wesker as a T-Rex.
I mean, considering that the jetpacks were already a thing, I'll probably take a jetpack T-Rex.
But in all seriousness, that is amazing. I want more Resident Evil because I feel like they are at the apex of their franchise at the moment. What they're doing is like, I am a huge fan of Resident Evil 7. I think that they did a fantastic job with that, and I feel like they're pushing the boundaries of what it is going forward. Resident Evil 8 we know is coming. Resident Evil 3 Remake we know is coming. So this third game should do something crazy, but just, I can't really think of anything crazier than having a multiplayer
I think that because they tried this with Umbrella Corps and it was terrible. And I always go down the gear. They're always trying to ape the sort of success of Gears of War from the 2000s. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's just do a standard third person shooter or like a Division light thing.
Yes.
And obviously everybody hated it because it wasn't even remotely close to what you associate with Resident Evil.
Yeah.
But if you did something more like Outbreak where it's, you know, group based exploration, you still have the third person combat model, you bring in things that were missing from the original game like voice chat or whatever.
Yeah.
The idea of a more methodical approach to Resident Evil where you're all in this together, Left 4 Dead style, I think there's a real niche that's ready to be satisfied with.
Do you know what? There's actually a precedent that's just been set in the Resident Evil 2 remake as well, because of the fact that in that game they not only released and tweaked the story, but they actually added in additional survivor chapters that you could play as doing the sort of mercenary mode style point A to B. So what they could do easily is lift that model off, release it as its own game, call it Outbreak or whatever they want to call it, and then update it monthly with new sort of escape things of you just taking familiar Resident Evil locations from across all of the games and then just have you having to battle your way out and do it, because so many people I've seen loved those the fourth survivor mode style things as much, if not more than, the main story because of how condensed and arcadey it was.
Also, that
so
was
there
like,
you go. That's what they should do.
I would love it if they did that. Plus, like you said, with Revelation 2's Mercenaries mode or whatever it's called, the Survivor type mode.
Oh, it had like a...
way more arcadey.
Yeah, it literally could shrink enemies and make them bigger, and some of them would like be killed in one hit. And
I think like
a gamification of that would actually potentially lean into the very silly aspects of it. I mean, you could have it like Chris running along and he summons a boulder.
Punches right through it.
Like, because they do like their tongue-in-cheek stuff, because they've obviously done the Dead Rising series as well, and that had a huge crossover in their DLCs, the Ultra Hyper Mega Edition Alpha 3, whatever that was. So it proves that they can lean into the silly while still getting a lot of fans on board.
I also think that, like, just, it's a weird kind of comparison, but, like, in Call of Duty Modern Warfare's case, the single player, or like the main strand of everything, is super serious, so it's traditional, sticks to what they're known for, but the multiplayer is just, like, ridiculous, balls to the wall, you know, gif-able, meme-able type stuff. I think there's a way to do both those things, and I think there's a kind of like an accepted mentality amongst gamers and consumers that a multiplayer mode can be more ridiculous.
My biggest worry is though that they take something like Outbreak and they take what it is and they just turn it into another battle royale.
Okay, so let's end on the worst case scenario.
A worst case scenario is another battle
royale. That's your worst case scenario? Okay,
unbelievably so, because I think that even though the market is still playing a lot of these games, I personally am very tired of seeing it. If somebody comes up and says like it's you and a team of four versus all these zombies and you just and you have to eliminate other teams and stuff, I'm just like, oh, I've seen and done it all before and I just don't want to do it again.
I might be into that. I might be into like a battle royale with zombies, like if you did it really with really good shooting mechanics.
Then go play DayZ.
No, it's because it doesn't play well.
I know it doesn't play well, but it's already been done.
My worst case scenario is a mobile app or Umbrella Corps 2.
Christ,
because it's like,
I didn't even consider that it could be
a Pokemon Go style augmented reality app, which is like The Walking Dead's version of Pokemon Go, where you're running away from zombies and trying to get to safe zones. That would be new, but also bad. The face of the fandom.
No, thank
maybe,
you.
But yeah,
let's think. I'd rather have a trading card game than
you
that.
Can't have a trade. No, you'll get Battle Royale and like it.
With a bit of the old Outbreak microtransactions on the spine.
Right, okay, well, there we go. Right, can I get back to my desk now and carry on with
I might bring you back in for more news, but it might be tomorrow. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below. What's your potential worst-case scenario for a new project from Capcom? Or do you think it's going to be a new Outbreak game? For now, though, I've been Scott from MyCulture.com.
I've been Jules.
And we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye, humans. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.